16-0 New England. You can't see the score because I do have a bunch of shit in front of it. I need to raise the TV screen up is what I got to do. So, yeah. I'm trying to think. Should I? Don't cry. See, I just turned the gate on. Now I'll turn the gate off. And you hear some room noise? Well, maybe not. Let me see. Not much. The gate's not up. There. Now, see, what we get are what are called artifacts. You hear how it kind of clips? It's no good, man. No goddamn good. The noisiest machine in this room is the TriCaster, which is our computer. So I had a meeting with my crew today. I just tell you guys this shit. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I just tell you this shit. I tell you what we talk about. But this one I really want to do, which is a remote from the inauguration in Washington, D.C., and the march that's going to be happening. Oh, and a program note. Friday night, listen to me, Friday night our chat will be via text, as it always is, but the video will be free over Facebook Live. And the reason why I say that is because I'm going to be having dinner with my good friend Big D, and we'll be away from the studio and away from our premium channel. So Friday night, all the questions asked and all the answers given will be with my BSP, with my subscribers, with you, okay? Subscriber questions only. And the other thing is I can actually make that so that only, I don't know how I'm going to do it. But anyway, so I want all my BSPs to be aware of that it will be a chat only with our BSPs, but the video will be on the Facebook Live. So it'll be a free video on whatever it's called, Friday night. What do you call that night that starts with an F and ends with a U? Don't cringe now that you've found me. Don't cringe. Take a look around me. Don't cringe. Do you see my car keys? Mm-mm-mm-mm. Brady, what are you doing, man? You look befuddled, Jack. Just get the fuck in the huddle and let's get it going, man. I've got money on this game. I'm kidding. You've heard guys talk like that, though. Come on, Brady, you motherfucker! A guy gets money on a game, and everything's personal. Everything's personal. You motherfucker! You know. Who is that? I don't know if his name is... I know the Gronkowski's out. They're good, man. Fucking Patriots are goddamn good. And because they're good, everybody wants to find something wrong with them. And because everyone wants to find something wrong with them, they start with the coach. And, of course, it's got to be this, that, and something else. Yeah, I know he cheated. Let me tell you what. You know... No, I don't know. I know he cheated with the. I'm a Bill Belichick fan, and I will. I swear to God, I'd put $10,000 on this. Bill Belichick at the end of the fucking day, without cheating, any of that other shit, with players that are on a par with other players, an average team. Bill Belichick will beat an average coach who's got superior players. Okay, so you hear what I just said, right? Okay, he will beat him. In fact, Bill Belichick, take any fucking football team against any goddamn coach, and 8 games out of 10, he's going to win. Why? Because he's fucking proven it. Maybe not eight out of 10, but, you know. Greatest thing that ever happened to him, though, was that kid, Tom Brady. He's the greatest thing that happened to Bill Belichick, the New England fucking Patriots, you name it. That guy is... everything that he is promoted to be. And I remember after that Super Bowl that he won against the St. Louis Rams, I said, which to me is a famous quote, which no one else has quoted, but I quote myself. I said, that's the only guy in America who tomorrow morning can go into his boss's office and say, here's what you're going to pay me next year. And the boss will say, yes, sir, and start making the checkout. That's exactly what I feel. And nothing's happened since. That's 15 years ago. He's still working for him. And Robert Kraft looks like the happiest sumbitch in the world every time he's on the field with his team. Look at this, picked off. Picked off, bitch. That's a sloppy shit can throw. What did I say about this Brady? What a shit quarterback. No, but that's right where the betters. God damn it, Brady! What the fuck? You had this mother. The guy gave 16 points, you know. It's 16-0 right now, England, and he gave 17. That was my fucking spread. Why would I beat the fucking spread? You fucking prick, Brady. Tottenham Hotspur is rubbish. Fuck your team, Tottenham Hotspur. You're fucking rubbish. These guys, this league, Jesus Christ, it's always like Arsenal, Tottenham Hotspur, just miss it. The championships won Manchester United, Chelsea, Manchester City, Manchester United, and then Leicester City, and then back this year to who? Chelsea, probably. No, Arsenal, bullshit. They'll find a way to fuck it up. Same thing with these clowns. They'll fuck it up, sure as God made green apples. This is just sort of an objective and American opinion. See, as dumb as it is, you never know. The dumb guy is generally right because he's dumb. So he's 50-50 chance. Maybe not 50-50, but I'm telling you right now. Because, again, they do not have franchises in English football. It's all wholly owned teams that are given the opportunity to compete in these different leagues. The leagues didn't give a fuck because they got 9 million goddamn teams they can choose from. It's just this self-regenerating machine, the Football Association over there. So teams from the very lowest levels of football. What's the team that everybody's celebrating now? This team, Bournemouth. They come from the lowest dregs, the lowest scum. I'm kidding. They started out way the fuck down, you know, at the semi-pro, maybe even amateur level, and they worked their way all the way up to top, what they call top flight football. Look at this shot. It was a penalty shot. Chevrolet has a prominent fucking ad right on the front of the Manchester United jerseys, which tells you what? What does it tell you? Chevrolet's selling fucking cars in England. Okay. Where are they built? Well, we know one thing. They goddamn aren't being built here, are they? Uh-oh! That's an American brand, Chevrolet. I got nothing against them, you know, selling cars to in England, but where are they building the sons of bitches? Probably building them over there. Not a problem, but I mean, you know, I thought some business our way. What's going on? Chevy? What you got to deal with with Chevy on that one, Trump? As long as you're sticking your fucking nose in everybody's business and pretending like you're creating jobs by simply paying fat cats to hang around so you can hold on to 1,100 jobs for the PR. Fuck. This guy is a fucking walking disaster, and he hasn't even goddamn been sworn in yet. All right. I'm not going to say any more because then I get angry. People get frustrated with me. I get hate mail, and, you know, and then I start to cry. Thank you. Shut your stinking hole. Holding back the holding back. I've wasted all my wasted all my the hell? You didn't know the lead singer of Simply Red is a chimpanzee. You didn't know. Fuck. Frank, you think of everything. Well, I try. I try now that I've found you. Don't try, just... Oh, fuck! Oh, yeah. Weather down here at the El Pacifico. How's the weather where you're at? I know you're not all of you guys are in California, which is probably lucky for you, because it has been it's been kind of pissy around. It's been very overcast, foggy, kind of cold, kind of fucked up. Saturday night. What the fuck was that Saturday night? Was that the foot race that with the marathon? They had a half marathon here at the beach. And I don't know the name of it, but it relatively interesting because it was they had international runners, some. But their international runners are like living here. Well, I guess they would be, wouldn't they? So one of them was this chap from Kenya who's living currently in Arizona. Saturday night, it was a clusterfuck, man, because I was coming back to my house and the fucking traffic on Victoria was backed up all the way past Gonzales, all the way up toward the 101 freeway. And I'm looking at this and going, now this is fucked up. And I began to curse the very moment that my mother gave birth to me, because I'm looking at all this traffic heading back toward where I live, and I'm heading north up to the Vons, which is the supermarket, to get something, and I'm thinking, motherfucker, look at all that goddamn traffic. Are you kidding me, Henry? So I begin to plot all these ways I'm going to get back, going down and then around and Channel Islands, all this shit. And then I realize, wait a second, that traffic is all over in the far right lane. All the left-hand lanes are free and clear, and you panicked for no reason. So I got out of the market and kind of broke my diet, because I was in the market pissed off thinking, what am I going to do, man? I'm really hungry, and I was going to go home and make some dinner. And this is my Saturday night now that I've broke. I have no girlfriend now. So here I'm on Saturday night. Just, well, guess I'll go make some dinner, me and the cat. But anyway, I'm driving back, and I stopped at a Starbucks, and the young lady says to me, by the way, just thought I'd throw this in because, you know, makes me look good. My partner here says that you're an actor or something. I said, well. So that kind of made about my two minutes of my Saturday night, but that's what they call Starbucks baristas, by the way, partners. That's what I didn't ask her, but isn't that what that is? Or is she just talking about her domestic partner? I don't know. So I'm driving back and I realize, all the traffic's over the right-hand lane. Bing, I go swinging down. But because I'd gotten pissed off and nervous about not getting down to the house to make some dinner, I bought a bag of tortilla chips to eat in the car, thinking, well, how many can I have? A lot. And I'm just like, I realized, oh, fuck, it's cool. So I actually only ate a few, but it was the stupidest thing, but I realized that I was going to start getting low blood sugar if I didn't get something to eat. One of the things I've been doing, though, and this is something for you to keep in mind, and I am losing weight. I am. I'm down below 240. I'm on my way back to 210. It's going to be a beautiful thing. But one of the things you should do, look up zero-calorie foods. They exist. Zero-calorie foods exist. Some of them are not exactly zero calories, but what they are foods that take more calories to digest than they put into the system. See what I'm saying? So some of them actually burn calories. What's a zero-calorie food, Phil? Well, pickles. Pickles. Cucumbers. Zero calories. You can eat as many goddamn pickles as you want. Now, keep in mind, some pickles are in a brine that may be high calorie, may have, I don't know what, some spices, some perhaps some oils, some things that may increase the caloric content of the pickle itself. Because you look at the jar, and it may say 5 calories. That is a pickle that somehow has been brined in something that's adding calories. But it should say 0 calories. Get yourself a pickle. Cabbage is a zero-calorie food. I didn't know this, and I don't think it's zero calories, but it is, again, one of those, according to my research, one of those vegetable/fruits that, you know, increases the metabolism to the point where it's a wash. Tomatoes. Now, they also mention oranges. I don't know why, but I don't buy that. But that's what they say. Oranges, zero-calorie food. Apples. God is my witness. Now, the ones that I trust as zero-calorie foods are pickles, cucumbers, turnips, and I know you probably don't like turnips. Most people don't even know what a goddamn turnip is, believe it or not. I mean, there's a whole generation of people that they've never had turnips. They've never had, what is that? Well, it's a root vegetable, like a carrot, and you pull it out of the ground. And I'm telling you, and this is going to sound insane, but I love them raw. You peel them and put salt on them, and they got a sharp taste to them. Fucking fantastic. They're like a radish, like a big giant radish. And they're goddamn great, and they're zero calorie. So what I would say is, so you can eat this if you're hungry. Now, there comes a point, you know, where you can eat all of that in the whole, and you're still going to be craving carbohydrates and proteins and things like that. But this will tide you, if you don't rely on that as a complete diet, it'll tide you over between meals. If you have, you can't spare the calories, but you know that you're going to have some calories that you have left for dinner or for lunch, but you can't spare the calories in between for a snack. That's a great idea.
See? See some of these ideas that I give you?
God damn, is it hot in this motherfucker. Whew. Doesn't matter the time of year. Doesn't matter. It could be 80 below out there, man. I'm going to be dying in here. I'm dying.
I'm the fucking man. Y'all don't get it, do you?
Jesus. Once in Royal David City. But yeah, man. It's possession. Oh, man. Wow. Okay.
These new girls, they got me nervous. They go to school and do bottle service. They can't decide, they keep switching majors. Being indecisive makes me anxious. Call your number and it's out of service. Who can I call for your information? What am I supposed to do after we done everything that we done? Who is your replacement?
Good point. Okay, let me see. I'm looking for... You motherfucker.
Yeah.
Mike Will made it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Look, look. I don't know why they been lying, but your shit is not that inspiring. Bank account statement just look like I'm ready for early retirement. Fuck any nigga that's talking that shit just to get a reaction. Fuck going platinum, I looked at my wrist and it's already platinum. I am the kid with the motor mouth, I am the one you should worry about. I don't know who you're referring to, who is this nigga you heard about? Someone just talking that bullshit, man, someone just gave you the run.
All right, dude, thanks. 16-3. Oh, this is only the second quarter, man. Baltimore can come back in this piece of shit. Manchester United is leading 1-0. How'd that happen?
How'd that happen? I guess they scored a goal.
Well, that's a shock. Tottenham, you're always losing to these motherfuckers. You ain't gonna win shit. These guys have won major fucking titles. You haven't done shit. Look at this fucking goal. In fact, what I ought to be doing, and what I know I'm gonna do is the following thing. Hold on, man. Don't worry about it. I got it. I got this. I got this shit. Channel this piece of shit on. 206. Got it. There you go. Watch the game on that one. All right, so they're a little bit behind. All right, now. I remember two distant bells, that stars that fell like the rain out of the blue. All right, so we'll take a look at this fucking goal. Look at this motherfucker. Let me see the goal. Can't see the score, sorry. God damn it. Let's go. Where's the fucking goal? This is what I do. I didn't even watch the... Here we come. Here comes the goal. I'm going to go and look at something here, man. I remember two distant bells. When my life is through. Oh, there it is, right there. Of course. Right, it's really fucking weird. Look at it. Here comes a stupid play by the goalie. Well, not really, but Manchester United. Harry Kane, that's a shit pass by Kane. Kane gave it away. Not back on defense. Harry Kane, who supposedly is such a great player, he fucked that up. Has the Mkhitaryan era begun at Old Trafford? United 1, Tottenham Hotspur 0.
Well, Harry Kane on the halfway line. Just yep. Give it to a white shirt. He doesn't do that. And this ball here is absolutely perfect. Inside the Tottenham, and he's away. And he keeps his head. Oh, the Werrells coming over to challenge. Head down. Races on the ball. Top corner. Absolutely brilliant pass from Herrera. And he keeps his head, he gets it out of his feet, that's the important thing. Doesn't get it trapped under the feet, out of the feet with that touch.
It's interesting about football is that, or English football is that...
One thing on his mind there, hit the target, and with pace. And he did exactly that, an excellent finish. And I was just saying...
Where's mute, motherfucker? Where? Mute, bitch! They always say the same thing in golf, keep your head down. All right. I don't have a whole lot of time, man. I don't have time to fuck with this. Ah, motherfuck. Look at this shit. Fucking time is already up. What the fuck? That's because I've been sitting here pulling my fucking dick talking to you guys, huh? Huh? Oh, well.
Yes, there. Well, I was looking at the football report, World Football Report, the soccer, and it's not really good. It's not really good at all. They lost. It's rubbish.
All right, man. I got too much stuff happening here. I got football. I got... All right, man. Here we go, baby. Here we go, baby. Cool. Perfect. Oh. What? I'm sure the girl's coming back from Iraq or whatever. The family went out into the field and strung up Welcome Home Julia using Christmas lights. And she saw it from the jetliner. Bullshit. Now... I don't think, I'm not saying that that's not a nice gesture. I'm just saying that it never happened. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If I'm right, though, I'm right. But if I'm right, I'm wrong. Chris Berman is still chugging along, man. I remember Chris Berman. I think he's like my age because ESPN started. I remember I started watching it, and I'm pretty sure I started watching it when it first started because cable was not all that prevalent until around 1980. I got it in Sierra Madre, California, and there was ESPN. They had all these young guys. Tom Meese. Anybody remember Tom Meese? Sal Marciano, who was not that young. He had already been... in New York sports. But Tom Meese, Bob Lee, this guy, Chris Berman. Good Lord. And it was long before, it was before the Happy Talk, you know, wise ass Sports Center thing that came along. Of course, now Sports Center is, it's in trouble, man. You know, they're losing viewers. They're losing, they're just not, there's no revenue there. ESPN is not making money. ESPN is losing, they're bleeding money. And the reason is they've paid way too fucking much for the rights to some of these sporting events. College football, they probably are sunk up to their ass in it. And there's just too many other avenues for people to get their sports now. ESPN... unless they're able to lean it down and reinvent the network, ESPN may be a thing of that's whose time is, you know, it's outlived its usefulness as a, you know, sort of an all-around center for all sports, you know. Just let's go to SportsCenter, which was the brand. That's the thing that really put them on the map. All right. I think I got it, man. I don't know. Here we go. Where's this goddamn thing at? This is it here.
Hey, Chivers, it's Bob Phillip and John Rezig here, bringing entertainment to your lives every Thursday with new episodes of the Chive Podcast, or so we hope, anyways. Not sure how it happened, but we have managed to con Sacha Baron Cohen, Edward Norton, John Cena, Sasha Gray, and superstars like Chris Pine and Jeff Bridges into stopping by our little podcast. So get in on the laughs and the good times. Download the Chive Podcast on the Podcast One app, or subscribe at iTunes or podcastone.com. And we were just on Jay Moore's podcast.
Oh, shit. Sorry. What am I doing? And what the fuck are you doing, Henry? Hold on, man. I got to find the... What song was I just playing, bitch? Yeah, there it is. By who? Go fuck a duck. Okay, Blood In, Blood Out by Exodus. Who is that? Sorry. I think I'm ready to go now. I think I've got this shit under control.